Warming temperatures this weekend will make it feel a little bit like spring, but unfortunately, it will be followed by a wet finish to the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It is going to heat up across the area rather dramatically as we go forward through the next 2 days. We do expect the afternoon temperatures tomorrow to be in the 30s, upper 30s actually, in the northeast half of the region, and in the 40s and 50s in the southwest. Most of central through southeastern South Dakota will be in the 50s tomorrow afternoon. What a nice day it will be. But we always have to pay the piper. And when we get around on Sunday, we'll still be warm. Temperatures will be in the 30s and 40s. A few 50s will still be lingering from central South Dakota into the Yankton area. And it looks like after that, though, the bottom drops out again. And we'll look for the temperatures to start cooling off on Monday. We'll be teens and 20s in the north, 20s and 30s in the south, and then Tuesday everybody will be in the teens and 20s, except that balmy part of the southwest where central through southeastern South Dakota will be in the 30s. Now, as we go on deeper into the week next week, it'll still be rather chilly. We do expect high temperatures Wednesday to be single digits and teens in the north, teens and 20s in the south, and we'll see teens and 20s across many areas again on Thursday of next week. Our nighttime temperatures, well, you would expect them to turn colder too, and they will. We expect to see the readings here near term to be quite warm. On Saturday morning, we'll see upper teens and 20s. Sunday morning, even warmer, we'll be in the 20s across most of the region. But that's the end of the road there. After that, the temperatures will start coming down. And by the time we get to midweek, we'll be seeing negative and positive single-digit lows across the area once again. Now, anytime we transition from very warm to cool, we usually get precipitation, and that will be the case. We do have a low-pressure system approaching from Saskatchewan on Saturday night. It will likely induce a little wintry mix of precipitation types when it first begins to influence the region, and that will be mostly in eastern and northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Now, to the southwest of that region will be some light rain that will be occurring as we move into Sunday morning. And Monday, we do expect to see snow become more widespread across the area. Snow accumulations are expected to be more substantial in the northeast part of the region, and that would include northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Some of those areas could end up with 3 to 6 or 7 inches, and that will occur as we go from Sunday into Monday. Accumulations in the rest of our region will run from trace amounts to maybe 2 or 3 inches, ending on Tuesday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.